U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced today that the Department of Justice is suing the state of Georgia over that state's controversial new restrictive voting law. Stephen Fowler of Georgia Public Broadcasting is here to join tell us more. And Stephen, what exactly is the argument that the Justice Department is making here?
Well, the Justice Department is saying that the 98-page voting law that was signed earlier this year contains several provisions that are intentionally designed to make it harder for Black Georgians to vote. That includes a ban on government entities mailing out absentee ballot applications, limitations on drop box uses, and a narrower window to request an absentee ballot. And they say all of this taken together is in retaliation for record turnout, record Black turnout in the 2020 election.
Does the challenge affect the law right now as it is?
Well, there are currently now 8 lawsuits pending challenging Georgia's different election law. Virtually every part of it is being challenged, and so it will take some time for those things to be sorted out. So the law is still in full effect as we speak.
All right. Well, this is the first significant move by the Biden administration against a number of new restrictive voting laws that have been passed by Republican-led state legislatures all over the country. Do you think this could be the beginning of something larger?
Absolutely. What we saw from the Attorney General today was a note that the Justice Department was going to use every available tool in their arsenal and every aspect of voting law to examine these changes that Republicans put forth after the 2020 election. And they say that Georgia is the first of potentially many that they're going to look at to see if these laws hold up to the scrutiny of the intended results or if they were actually disenfranchising people.
Stephen Fowler is a reporter with Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.